gets the call when somebody goes missing or gets hurt in the Badlands? Often, it's the tiny interior volunteer fire department, and the department wants help from the legislature to cover the costs. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Cliff McClure is the fire chief in Interior, population 105. The town is next to Badlands National Park, which gets more than 1 million visitors a year. When those visitors have an emergency, they call 911. And Interior's all-volunteer fire department heads out on the call. The cost of all those calls adds up, and that's a problem because only 18% of the fire department's vast territory is privately owned. The rest is owned by the feds and isn't taxed. McClure says the fire department has had to get donations for $20,000 worth of search and rescue equipment.
Because we have not been able to figure out how we make 18% of our community taxpayers cover a national park and public lands.
Sometimes, McClure sends bills to the people the department rescues, hoping to get money from them or their insurance. But he says there's no force behind his efforts because there's no state law specifically authorizing him to collect. State Senator Lance Russell wants to change that. He filed a bill authorizing state and local governments to collect up to $1,000 from people who benefit from search and rescue services in national parks, national forests, and state parks. The bill was approved this week by a legislative committee, even though the State Department of Public Safety opposes it. The department's Jason Husby testified.
We have some serious concerns that those in crisis should be essentially discouraged from calling for help.
Nobody from the National Park Service or any other federal agency testified on the bill, which now goes to the full Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.